A whole new level.
He is roaming. Well, around. While you're doing that, let's welcome Scotty Gallen from the Herald Sun back in the studio with all the latest news. Good morning, Scotland.
Morning, gentlemen. It's
wow,
very...
Yeah, this is bread and butter you, this sort of stuff.
I know. I'm a man of the people up there. I was shocked to hear that you actually bothered to go, Daniel, given I was in a breakfast
shocked?
Meeting when you were told about this, and your reaction was... Less than excited, maybe,
well,
Daniel.
The fact that it's my wife's birthday, and normally
there's
a cup of coffee and a piece of toast in the morning when I get the job done. There,
where that was going?
I like.
Can
to be
you
there
elaborate more, Daniel?
Well, I like to.
You
be
save
there
yourself for the birthday.
Happy birthday to Rebecca!
Who's all the best, Beck.
I was going to say her age, but she probably doesn't care. Anyway, it's her birthday, so I'll have to see her later on tonight. That was my concern.
I'll have to see her later on.
She's pretty happy about that too.
I have to, and I want to.
I can't wait. What have you got for us, Scotland?
Well, I've got a lot more space on my desk here when you're not here. How good's this?
Are you sitting in my seat?
Oh, of course I am.
Yes. Everyone sits in my seat.
Well, because it's expansive. No, that's because there's new lights in the studio, and there's... Normally, just glaring off our foreheads.
That's true.
No,
that's true.
Very impressive, Daniel. No wonder you won't give it up.
Correct. Correct.
No, we're here. We're here to talk about Chriso, your man, again. And
has he done a good job? Or
no,
a poor job?
No. You know, I want to give him a tick. I'm just hanging for the week where I can say well done. But
what's wrong this week?
The Ivan Soldo. Have we seen that, gentlemen?
Ah, yes, seen that.
They're going to appeal Richmond, as they should. James Warple basically charged at the large unit, who sort of brushed him away. And clearly, if you slow it down, there's some sort of forearm high. Warple doesn't even go down, and everyone just moves on. Yet Chriso and his people have found this and managed to give this guy a week. It doesn't make sense to me, boys. I'm sorry. I wanted to give Chriso the big tick. I can't.
He hits the deck, doesn't he?
No, he bounces straight back up. And Warple's the one who instigated contact. He lunged himself at the big unit.
Right. Well, I'm just going to get that confirmed.
Have a look at it.
I'm going to get that confirmed.
I know you like to peddle the hierarchy's line.
What we like to do is play by the rules.
What about Mumford, Scott?
Mumford intrigues me only because we all know there's no doubt he meant to hurt him, and he did. Because that's just how Mummy plays, and I love the way he plays. But careless, he wanted to input physicality, and you know I don't want anyone suspended ever. But I'm just intrigued that the outcome wasn't taken into account because it was deemed... What was the language your man used? It's an odd one, I think, given the way
it
he's...
It is an odd one, but I kind of like the fact that often... Chriso is criticised that he deals purely and simply on the outcome as opposed
exactly.
to the action.
Which he has, this
is, which is, I think, the way the AFL wants it. But I think in this situation, he didn't knee Mark Murphy.
No, but his intent was to hurt Mark Murphy, wasn't it?
No, but it's still got to be an illegal act. So
yeah,
The outcome is irrelevant.
It's odd because he's lowered himself to... create not maximum damage, but probably maximum impact. But was it an illegal act? I wouldn't have thought it was.
No, I'm happy that he's not suspended. But it just, there's a grey area because some weeks, the outcome gets emphasised a lot more.
I think that was a perfect example of how difficult Chriso's job is.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
You do get these bizarre things that happen from time to time where there's no real precedent on what's been done in the past. And we see a guy get broken ribs, and the initial reaction is, "Oh, someone's got to pay for that."
Yeah.
Whereas I think, I wouldn't say he's lucky, but I think that it could have gone either way.
Yeah. The AFL and Chriso have driven us to think like that.
Yeah,
outcome, injury. Sam Durden, you did a perfect bump, but there was concussion, so bad luck. Mummy does a hard bump.
But the argument is that it wasn't a perfect bump.
Well, it was to everyone who's played the game, Adam.
No, but
things have changed.
Yeah, but
played
it's not.
The game.
Yeah, but because I think that I think there is a responsibility for people in the media that the commentary has to change because in that situation
it
wasn't
all of you.
No, but it wasn't a perfect bump because there was a guy that got injured as a result of it of a head clash. So it's not a perfect bump. It was a good bump that went wrong.
So Mummy's was a perfect attack on the ball. But
we'll take on the man with the ball.
Broken yep. ribs.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm happy.
Accidents do happen on the footy.
Yeah, there we are.
But not included. Not
we're not allowed to say that.
I've just had a look at Soldo hit again. Sorry, Scotty. It's a week every day of the week.
What, Soldo?
Yeah.
Warple initiates contact?
He leant in.
Yeah.
He leant in, and Soldo's just gone whooshka with a four under the box.
It's 200 centimetres. It's a natural reaction to brace for contact.
With your forearm to a head.
I tell you what,
that's not bracing for contact. That's just forearming someone straight in the face.
No.
I tell you what, there's...
Bang.
No, you can't do that.
There was no force. The bloke got straight up. Insufficient force. Come on.
I tell you one thing. It puts a lot of pressure on Noel Bolton now up against Tom Bell Chambers on Saturday.
He's apparently Polly Farmer after the weekend. The Tiger Army are up and about Noel Bolter.
Yeah, well, he's...
I think he prefers to be his name to be pronounced Balter.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Is everyone changing their names?
A lot of name changing going on at the moment. Mm. Travis Varko got a week.
Yeah,
for,
they're considering
a challenge.
Appeal. Well, they're considering that. I thought that was a layup for a week. I don't know how Trav can spin that one. Have you got a theory on that, Dan?
No, I don't know how he's trying to spin that one. That's
a bump to the head.
He was trying to contest the ball, but you've got a duty of care as you're coming front on to be more careful with your approach on it. That was reckless.
Well,
in the old category, yeah. And it's careless now.
In the end, he didn't actually go for the ball.
No, so
his foot made contact with the ball. He actually kicked it away before he made contact with anyone. It was a really, all these unusual things that pop up in the MRO every week.
But
he kicked it away.
This is one the players have learnt they can't do, haven't they, the last couple of years? The players themselves know they can't do that. And Trav, like, his attack on the ball, he is outstanding. But that one was just, he got it wrong.
Yeah, no, I think he's in a bit of trouble there. Lewis Jen has accepted his ban for the dangerous tackle.
Yeah, see, when I say stiff, this is an umpiring error that caused this. Like, Tim Smith stopped, thought it was a free kick. Jeddah heard the play on and then dumped him. And because Smith was just completely loose, he managed to tip him almost on his head. And I suppose there was enough there to suspend. But it was an umpiring error that caused all that mess.
Yeah, or a lack of a decision, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There was confusion, and then bang, Jeddah cops a week. But
because I must admit, at the time watching it on Friday night, I didn't think he took him to ground with any force.
No, that's what I thought. I thought he half let him go a bit and sort of the shoulder first, but clearly not. He was a bit unlucky, Jeddah.
Yeah. What about the Pies this week? Are they thinking about playing some tall timber, are they?
Well, maybe they thought, Sydney aren't going that well, but suddenly Sydney are back in town. But... There's a lot of discussion, as we know. Reed was again very good. Majacek continues to play his role very well, and Mason Cox is over his injury. So if Cox can get through training tomorrow, they're going to have all three available. So finally, the decision has to be made. They did it once, apparently, in a practice match against Melbourne during the year, in the preseason.
How'd they go?
It's a practice match. I wasn't there, Daniel. I can't reel off the stats right now.
Right.
But I think they've got to have a crack at it. Why not? Sydney,
the system seems to be working without it. That's the thing. I mean, why would you mess with the system? And they are as dangerous as anyone in the competition with their setup forward of the ball, the Magpies. Why would they try and change that or alter that at this stage?
But, I mean, Cox offers a little bit extra with the ruck, et cetera. His track record over the last 2 years has been outstanding. Reed, we know, is probably a better player who's had injury worries but has shown the last 2 or 3 weeks that he's there, whereas I think Majacek's the lock because of the role he has played and the way he helps the whole thing work. So I'd have a look at three. Why not? You've got to do it at some stage.
Half, is it an easier thing to try on a smaller ground, or does that make no difference?
I would suggest it's probably a bit more difficult.
Get in each other's way.
Yeah. I'm not sure. If I was... No, I'm not Nathan Buckley, and he's a much better coach than I'll ever be.
I'm not sure about that.
I'd be hesitant to mess with it, particularly at the SCG. I reckon you'd be better off doing it in the big ground.
So who do you leave?
I'd be keeping Ben Reed in there after his performance in the last couple of weeks, and then Mason's got to find his way back in.
So that's
what happens when you've got good teams. Good teams have this situation all the time where players are probably worth, if they're playing for most other teams in the comp, they'd be playing, but good teams have good systems, and the players in form are the incumbents.
So Darcy Moore didn't play last week. If he doesn't come back in this week, is there a chance you play Ben Reid back and play Mason Cox?
Oh, I
don't know about that.
I wouldn't be messing with that either.
Yeah, it's interesting. So hey, you, just on Collingwood, there was a story going around last night about the AFLW coaching position, because Beck Goddard was seen as one of the front runners for the job because she is a premiership coach in the AFLW.
She is season one.
And she left Adelaide with, let's say, controversial circumstances. The expectation was that she would get another job. It looks like she has missed out on the Collingwood position. There was speculation around that Rodney Eade, our Monday man, was in line for that position. That's not the case. He did talk to Collingwood on invitation, but he wasn't interested. So it does leave... It leaves Brad Gotch seemingly the front runner. But where does Danny Frawley sit in all of this?
And Tarkin Lockyer is also in the frame.
Right.
Now, Brad and Tarkin are currently employed at the footy club at Collingwood. Danny would be an out-of-club appointment, clearly.
My mail is Eddie Maguire made a visit to a rival coach to discuss a granddaddy offer.
You're an idiot.
To entice him to break a contract and go back to where it all started.
I think Daniel's got bigger things on the horizon.
Bound by Blue, Scotty.
Replacing Brendan. That's still on the agenda.
Don't be silly. Don't start that.
Gathering momentum as
Bound
we speak.
By Blue. Don't be silly. In fact, on that, I'm going to kick you out of my
you
chair.
You can't. That's my highlight.
I'm going to leave you. We're going to take a break and come back and talk to Brett DeLidio. Scotty, thank you very much.
Pleasure, gentlemen.
Love your work, Scotty Gallen from the Herald Sun. We are going to take a break and have a chat to Brett DeLidio around the grounds of the Giants after this on The Breakfast Club.